Oasis Audio presents The Preacher's Bride by Jody Headland, read for you by Mimi Black. Chapter 1. Bedford, England, May, 1659. The babe's crying would rip her heart to shreds if she had to listen to it one more minute. Elizabeth Whitbread shoved open the parlor door and barged inside. "We need a wet nurse, or the babe will die," she said, meeting the startled gazes of the women surrounding the deathbed of Mary Causton. "Exactly what do you think you are doing?" Mrs. Grew dropped the long winding sheet and started toward her. "Get out, this instant! You are not permitted in here!"
"The babe's been crying all morning. He needs help."
Elizabeth moved toward the low rocking cradle, shoved into a corner of the small room.
"I'll hold him. And attempt to comfort him."
Mrs. Grew stepped in front of her, intersecting her path. She held her shoulders straight and her chin high. "No one is welcome in the parlor for the laying out. Only those of our congregation specified by Sister Causton herself before she died."
"I won't disturb your preparations, to be sure." Elizabeth nodded at Sister Norton and the others who had stopped washing the body to stare at her. She'd participated in laying out rituals before, on her own mother.
But the work of preparing the dead body didn't interest her now.
"I only want to help with the babe. We do not need any assistance. The crying must be a distraction. I'll take him into the other room of the cottage."
"Sister Whitbread," Mrs. Grew said louder, "we can do nothing more for the child. He will tire himself eventually." Elizabeth spotted a wooden flask on the floor next to the cradle.
"I'll try feeding him."
"Each of these women, including myself, has already..."